Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is getting crazy. And it came out of left field, frankly, right?
The NFL is now going to release just so much dirt on Brian Flores. Wait for that
to
happen.
You think like the John Gruden deal?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what they have.
What dirt do they have?
I don't know. I mean, Brian seems to be a good dude, but you know what happens. Things get dirty. We're going to hear more stories, real or not.
I don't think there's any dirt on Flores.
No, you create dirt. The NFL is a
Oh, really? Oh, no, that never happens. What are we doing? What is this, the firm? There's a Tom Clancy novel.
The NFL would never do that. You're right.
The NFL's worse than, like, the bad days of the mob.
Right? So then why would you disagree with the fact?
Like, the NFL shows up in front of Congress and, you know, just all of a sudden says nothing. No, no, he's in sanitation.
This is interesting.
I mean, that's what it is.
In the lawsuit, because there's so much in this, Brian Flores in the lawsuit has ideas for initiatives to help, you know.
Wow.
And these are interesting. You want to hear some of these?
Part of the solution. I like that.
Increase the influence of black individuals in hiring termination decisions for GMs and head coaches, permitting select black players and coaches to participate in the interviewing process for those jobs. Also requiring NFL teams to provide written rationale for their hiring and termination decisions, as well as side-by-side comparisons of objective criteria. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yo, Peter King put out something that you said, too.
What's that?
How could the NFL know that Flores' claims are, quote-unquote, without merit 2 hours after he filed the lawsuit?
Exactly.
You haven't had time to even read it.
Exactly.
How could you just say, no, there's no merit to that accusation. Haven't read it? You haven't investigated it? I guarantee you they didn't even call John Maurer up before they put the press release out.
No, they have a knee-jerk reaction to say, not true, baseless, without merit. Like, that statement they released is garbage on so many levels.
Okay, let's play this out. Peace out, SNY. Just for the sake of the conversation, I think it's silly, but is Belichick that stupid?
Yes.
Or is he that calculated?
Nah, why would he do that? Oh. What?
Does Belichick make mistakes like that?
Yes.
He does?
What do you think his motivation was?
I don't know. I just know a lot of people are asking. Like, Belichick is like the most, like, you know, the greatest chess player amongst coaches we've
amongst
ever seen.
Coaching.
What is that? Like, people respect that Belichick's like this mad genius.
No, and I agree with that.
He does nothing in his life without a lot of thought.
So you
other
think...
than getting married that first time when that wasn't going to work out.
Right. So you think that there was a grand plan
I don't.
In Bill's mind?
I'm merely saying we have to represent what the people are thinking. And there's a segment of the population going, oh, that crafty Bill Belichick.
And what's the goal here?
I don't know.
Well, wait a second. If you're going to float out a conspiracy theory, and I've heard many over the years, especially recently,
yeah.
I always say, okay, well, tell me why.
Well, didn't the NFL go after Bill Belichick?
They did. Oh. See, now you're giving me some juice here.
Right?
Didn't
the NFL kind of like throw him under the bus? Spygate,
Deflategate. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Bill Belichick's got friends in the commissioner's office? He doesn't.
So Bill Belichick is saying to himself, look, I know the NFL is a racist organization.
He said, I've been around. I see it. It bothers me. You know, I can't come out and say anything because, like, who cares?
There's only so much he can do. He can hire assistant coaches. Yeah. He can put guys on the staff, but he can't hire a head coach because he's the head coach.
Right.
So Bill said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to accidentally text, you know, one of the guys I really like, Brian Flores, that he got a job that he really didn't get, that he hasn't even interviewed for, that he has no chance of getting, because I think it's possible Brian's going to take this information and say, you know what? F the NFL.
Look, Carlo knew that Sonny would fly off the handle. It was a setup. Get him at the toll booth. They knew what how he was going to react.
I know the Sonny at the toll booth reference.
Now, of course, if he had Easy Pass, he'd still be alive.
Right.
But that's a Tracy Morgan joke.
It's a good joke.
it's a good joke. Listen, I don't believe it, but he's that wily. Okay, NFL, one day I'll get you back.
Waiting for my perfect time.
I'll wait for Brady to retire,
right,
and then I'll just drop the hammer.
Yeah, I'll F so many people in one day. I'll take away the attention Tom Brady got, because, boy, that's a non-story now. Tom Brady retiring got wiped away so quickly. No one cares about that anymore.
And then there's a lot of people saying, God bless the Jets. They hired a minority who's also Muslim, so they're clean.
Yeah.
By the way,
I do want to point out, because I got a DM from one guy who said, hey, there are other minority head coaches. Yes, we have said there is one black head coach in the NFL. But, yeah, there are other minority coaches in the NFL. Ron Rivera is a minority. You mentioned Robert Saleh is a minority.
It's a black thing. White
we
thing,
are talking
yes.
about black what head about coaches race? Specifically.
Right.
There right now is only one black head coach.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when I referred to Brian Flores, you know, based on an African-American candidate, I got a whole bunch of people mad at me.
Right, because he's not.
He's Honduras.
Right.
He's not African-American. So I don't know how that played itself out today, but it didn't. Here's AJ in the Bronx. AJ, what's good?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Let's say, for argument's sake, you guys are hiring a producer for your show.
Yeah.
And you assemble a list of 10 qualified candidates, and the second, third, or fourth one just knocks it out of the park, knocks your socks off. You want to hire that guy today.
Yeah.
You don't want to interview anyone else. And most people in corporate America, in any business, I know the job that I have, that happened. The fact of the matter is, when you find someone that's qualified, you hire them. And so the question then becomes, if the Giants interviewed Dable and they wanted to hire him, what were they to do? Which is all to say one thing. The Rooney Rule is a profoundly flawed, mind-numbingly stupid rule that does nothing to advance minority hiring. All it does is it shames and embarrasses minority coaches and makes
But what about the examples? And there are a few, maybe not enough, but there are examples of guys who only got interviews to satisfy the Rooney Rule, and they were so impressive in those interviews, they either got that job or it turned into another job. There are examples of that. So
not
what do you say about it? I am not saying a lot.
Evan, what do you say about that? What I would say is the costs far outweigh the benefits. There are many, many, many more Brian Floreses in the world who had to be shamed and embarrassed to be interviewed than there are Mike Tomlin.
Then what's the answer?
Graham has a chance in Minnesota?
But my question then is, what's the answer? If the Rooney Rule is so flawed and so terrible, okay, I think we all agree there's a problem in the NFL. How do we solve it?
I think Brian Flores' idea of making sure you have people who are minorities at the table in the hiring process is the way to go.
I agree.
Way before you do this.
Well, you know what
way
else
before.
You can do? I was just thinking about what you were saying, AJ, because you bring
AJ.
Up very fair points. How about... Because this wouldn't solve the issue, but it would change the first point he made, which is, hey, what if the first person I interview I know is the right guy
sure
for the job?
Happens, yeah.
How come the first person you interview shouldn't be a minority candidate? So that eliminates that possibility. So Brian Flores is first for the interview, or Patrick Graham is first for the interview, and then you don't run into that spot of, maybe you do, maybe you love Patrick Graham, he gets the job, but it eliminates that scenario you just laid out with Brian Daboll.
Yeah, listen.
Dude, it's not perfect. I'm just trying to come up with solutions, because we all know there's a problem.
I've been against the Rooney Rule since it came out for exactly what AJ said. I think it's everything he said.
No, it's all fair. But then, what do you do?
By the way, ESPN is so wrong right now in what they're reporting. It's comical.
What they say?
ESPN suggesting that Deshaun Watson was the quarterback that Stephen Ross wanted Brian Flores to accidentally bump into at a marina.
That's not true.
I'm telling you, factually, 100%, it was not Deshaun Watson. It was not. I mean,
after you said on the air, Tom Brady,
yes.
I've seen other people report the same thing, that was the guy.
I know the guy that works with Stephen Ross who's tight with Brady. I'm telling you, it's Tom Brady. Like, it was not Deshaun Watson.
By the way, what's the answer then? Because
How to fix the Rooney Rule?
If we think Rooney Rule sucks, like, I don't like it. You just said, hey, I've been against it for a while. Fair. It's got flaws.
Yeah.
Then what's the answer?
Well, listen, the only answer is to force teams, which then is problematic in and of itself.
No one's suggesting that.
To have, you know, a minority representation in the positions that ultimately hire the coaches.
Oh, yeah, being a part of the discussion. Yeah, I think that's a very good idea.
But then the situation comes out, Ryan Poles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just became the general manager where?
In Chicago, and did not hire a black head coach.
So
right.
he made a decision that, in his opinion, as the new GM of the Chicago Bears, that a white candidate was the right candidate for the Chicago Bears.
Assuming he made that decision. We don't have ownership there.
Fair enough.
But I get your point, yes.
So, like, what are you doing in that regard?
Well, one's saying it's going to be... The thing is, it's not perfect.
Like, they're not always going to hire the guy you want.
No one's saying that, but it's got to be better than one.
Yes,
it's got to be better than one of 32, assuming it ends up that way.
And I asked Evan this before the show. The NBA's got no problem doing it. The NBA has how many African-American head coaches?
I think 14. Or minority head coaches? 14 or 13 or 14 of the 30 NBA head coaches are black, yes.
They got no problem with it.
No.
Right? I don't know why the NFL would. There's certainly viable candidates, men who have played, who have come up the ranks, you know, through coaching. I'll do you one better. There's whatever, 5 or 6 jobs still left. Now, a lot of people think Jim Harbaugh is going to Minnesota, which means he's getting the job if he wants it. No disrespect to Patrick Graham, who probably comes back to be the defensive coordinator of the Giants.
I don't know now, man.
But I don't know.
Patrick Graham may say, I don't want to come back to this organization.
Assume he does. If he doesn't, we'll talk about it, right?
All right.
So, no, it's going to be hard to argue that in that spot. Jim Harbaugh's Jim Harbaugh, right? But when you look at it, you say of the 5 or 6 jobs left, you know what's interesting? And if I miss it, it's on me. I'll take the loss on it. All of a sudden, I have not heard Todd Bowles as frequently as I did 2 weeks ago.
I haven't heard him interview for any job.
I have not heard Eric Bieniemy.
I haven't heard him interview for a job. I think Houston was the only one, if I'm remembering correctly.
I've not heard like the 3 or 4, you know, minority candidates that have been more often rumored than not. For potential jobs, maybe not specific jobs, but as certainly viable candidates for head coaching jobs, have been Leslie Frazier, Brian Flores, Eric Bieniemy, Todd Bowles.
D'Amico Ryans as well, but he just announced, I'm out. I want to stay in San Francisco.
Okay, so he made a decision to stay where he's at. So take him off. He doesn't count in this conversation, right? So what I'm trying to figure out is, of those 4, I take Flores out now because of this lawsuit. I think it's very tough to hire him today. Because of what's going on to be your head coach or the face of your franchise. So when is the next interview that, or any interview, that Bowles, Bieniemy, and Graham are getting?
Well, Jim Caldwell is interviewed for jobs. I think Vance Joseph was going for coordinator jobs. Jim Caldwell interviewed for a coaching job.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
You follow my point, right?
What?
Like, there's only like 3 or 4 guys mentioned, and 2 of them, I'm unaware of them getting any interviews.
Right.
Now, again, I also don't know, did Todd Bowles tell everybody,
well, Byron Leftwich. Happy? Byron Leftwich, too.
Right, bang, that's a good call.
Who I think is one of the best candidates
maybe
out
Miami,
there.
Miami, who knows? Yeah. The Saints, right, who knows? But, like, we also don't know, to be fair, like, take Todd Bowles. All right, Todd Bowles failed here. Very well thought of a person, obviously, and coordinator, and maybe gets another crack to be head coach. What we don't know is he may have just said, hey, listen, I'm really happy here. I'm making $1.5 million. I'm the defensive.
Yeah, but that's one example.
So my words, we gotta go look at every guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There are plenty of black candidates still, even with the example of Todd Bowles or D'Amico Ryans.
Hey, Bieniemy didn't get maybe Bieniemy said I'm good here.
No, that's not what's happening. I think Bieniemy has a reputation, fair or not, that he doesn't interview well. That's what's happened. That's why he barely gets interviews anymore.
I don't even know if he got one interview.
I think he may have had one interview. But there are still a lot of well-qualified black coaching candidates. And right now we're down to how many jobs left? Jacksonville? Minnesota?
Miami.
Minnesota's going to hire Harbaugh. I think it's going that way.
Okay.
Miami, Houston, New Orleans. That's it.
Miami, Houston, New Orleans.
And by the way, even if every organization hires a black head coach, it's still being underserved.
Yeah.
Because you're still talking about 32 teams. How many jobs are held by black head coaches?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But according to the NFL, Craig, this is all without merit.
Yeah, no merit to this.
No issues.
Yep, nothing to see here.
What are you guys talking about? This is awesome, man.
Nothing to see here. We are the most inclusive organization in the world. Just ask us.
Jeez.
They're the worst human beings on the planet.
They're terrible. And yet we will still eat up their product every single Sunday, but they are awful.
Yeah.
They are awful.
Yeah, but they got crack.
They got crack.
They got crack.
And we want that crack.
That's what they got. They got crack that we want. That's all it is. They are drug dealers in a neighborhood of drug addicts.
But you know what?
I'm
a drug addict to the NFL, but I don't think it's hypocritical for me to say I love the product, I love the sport, I think the organization is run by buffoons and they're a bunch of hypocrites. I don't think those two things contradict each other. Like, we're all going to complain, very different issue, about baseball owners and players. Yeah, but once they start playing, we're going to watch. Yeah. And I don't think that makes us hypocrites. So I don't think it's wrong for you and I to say, here's what's wrong with the NFL, and spend hours bashing them and then consume the product on Sunday. I think you're allowed to do that. I don't think that makes you a hypocrite.
No, who says it does?
No, but that's my point.
No. It's like I always say, I would never encourage anyone to boycott something they love.
Right.
Doesn't mean you can't be critical of something you love. Right? Welcome to marriage.
Right?
I mean, how many times has your wife said to you, you F up the dishes one more time, what? Huh? Right?
Yes.
Don't go home tonight, Evan Roberts. One more time, what? You're leaving me because I can't clean a plate right? Or I love this one. You ever get this one? Why did you run the dishwasher? I don't know, because there was dirty dishes in it. It wasn't full. You ever get that one?
No,
there was enough. There was enough 30 dishes, and I thought it was okay to run it. Like, what did that cost? It's 34 cents of water? You ever get that one? You get that one a lot.
I'm not bougie enough to have a dishwasher.
Oh, yeah. Have your dishwasher. We wash it with our hands.
Yeah, I know what goes on the carton household, okay. But yeah,
we wash it. There's no dishwasher in that 10,000 square foot house of yours, then I'm going to buy you one. That next Christmas, I'm getting you a dishwasher.
Wow, that's a
now
gift.
Now you're going to try and get into the good graces.
I just had to buy a new dishwasher a few weeks ago because the old one broke.
It's like $200.
Nah. You really want to get him one?
I'm getting
$200. What kind of dishwasher are you getting?
I don't know. Maytag. You don't have a dishwasher?
They still make
houses without dishwashers? No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
You have a laundry machine?
We do have laundry, yes. And a dryer.
Nice.
That was good.
Oh, you don't go out back like old school times?
No.
And hang it on the string?
On the clothesline? No.
On the clothesline? No.
No.
Oh,
we use the dryer.
Thank God for technology. You have a microwave in your house?
Yes.
But you don't have a dishwasher?
Correct.
That is unbelievable.
I kind of feel bad for you, man. Like, I would not want to sit there hand washing
every
dish.
It's not that many.
There's
only a couple of us.
What about in the in-laws' attics?
What are you talking about?
They have their own kitchen.
So they clean their own dishes? Yes. Or do they have a dishwasher and you don't?
I think they do have a dishwasher.
Wow.
Well, they just
you sneak in there at night. Sneak in and go, honey, I'll be right back. I'm taking the dog out for a walk. We don't have a dog. I'll be back. It's all good. Why are you taking the palm off with you? None of your business.
Oh, the Broncos released their statement now. What do you think they said?
We like to drink.
No. Our interview with Mr. Flores began promptly at the scheduled time of 7:30 a.m. on January 5th, 2019 in a Providence, Rhode Island hotel. There were five Broncos executive presence for the interview. It lasted approximately 3.5 hours, the fully allotted time. We have detailed notes, analysis, and evaluations for our interview, and it demonstrates the depth of our conversation and sincere interest in Mr. Flores' head coach.
Well, listen, if they were an hour late, there'd be, I think, a pretty easy way to prove that, too.
How do you prove that? Well, text messages?
If you're Brian Flores sitting there for an hour, I guarantee you called somebody.
That's true.
Or texted someone. I had that happen to me once.
Where someone showed up an hour and a half late.
And if it's at hotel cameras. But.
Yeah, I don't know if they still have it because how long ago was that interview?
2019.
Yeah, they probably don't have the cameras for that anymore. I was all being offered a job to do radio in Detroit. So they fly me into Detroit. Car service picks me up. And they take me to a hotel. And I'm going to have breakfast with the general manager and program director of the radio station in Detroit, okay? So I go to, there's like a restaurant inside the hotel. I go to the restaurant, I sit down, and it's 9 a.m., no one's there. Like 9:15, there's no one there. I'm like, all right, that's a little, like, I'm in their town. Like, it's not like they came to my place, right?
Right.
I'm in their town. So I call up the GM, and I go, hey, yo, thanks for the flight and the car service. I'm at the restaurant. He goes, excuse me? I go, yeah, I'm at the restaurant in the hotel I'm staying at, where you told me to be, right? He goes, I'm in Washington.
Oh, my God.
I totally forgot. Give me a half hour. I'll get the GM out there right away. And I'm like, this is not going to go well. So the GM shows up. It's like 2 hours late now.
Oh.
And I said, very quickly into the meeting, I said, do me a favor. Can you call that car service? He goes, oh, I want to show you the radio station in, you know, downtown Detroit and all this stuff. I go, yeah, I'm going back to the airport.
So you were done.
That was it.
That was enough for you to say, I'm not taking
this
game. So
I'm on my way back to the airport, and the program director calls, and he goes, what happened? The GM told me you left. I go, yeah, self-respect. Go F yourself. Yeah, like you forgot. And they wanted me to do mornings for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you never even got to the offer, the money?
No, so the GM then calls me, and he goes, listen, you're the guy. Like, we want you to do mornings here. Can I at least tell you what the offer is? And I go, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm driving back to the airport. Like, I'm not turning around, but S's and giggles. What's the offer? He goes, I swear to God. He goes, well, we don't believe in guaranteeing our talent a base salary.
Oh, my God. Wow, what a start.
But we're really big on bonuses.
Boy, they made that very easy for you. Because what if they had said, we're going to give you a hefty number.
Yeah.
What if it was more than you could have imagined? You were going to turn that car around very quickly.
I mean, if it was like...
And say...
Life-changing money, yeah.
Self-respect out the window. That's what you would have done. That's what we all would have done.
But that never happened, so no. I can't say I would have.
They made it easy for you.
We don't believe in paying our talent base salaries. Well, how do you pay them? Jeez. Licorice? We believe in bonuses. If you're number one, you will make a lot of money. I go, what place is the show in now? 19th. I go, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. I'm your guy. Great. So I never went back to Detroit.
Smart move.
WDFN, Detroit. The program director's name was Greg Henson. He became like an on-air guy and a low-rated, no-talent scumbag. That traveled around the country, ruining radio stations every stop he went to.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, quick break. We'll run some calls if we can before we get out. Who's on at 6:30 tonight?
Keith.
All right.
Because the Nets play a game tonight. 10 o'clock in Phoenix against the soon-to-be Western Conference champions again. Loss.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.